Everybody, Coach John Daly here, back again with you today. It is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Fired up on a Tuesday here. Part two of four coming at you, dealing with Pat Summitt and from Coach AJ, Coach AJ Kings, that deals with some mental fitness type stuff. He always puts out great stuff out there. So the previous podcast, I talked about reframing failure as feedback. I got to slow down when I say that. Today is second one, embrace a growth mindset, right? A growth mindset starts with the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Quote unquote, failure is not the end, but an opportunity for learning and growth. View it as a step towards success rather than a permanent setback. Growth only happens when you learn from your mistakes and make it a habit. So the learning from mistakes, you guys, is the habit has to be that, right? And I've been seeing a lot of this. In fact, I got a book over here that I kept out because there was something that I saw this morning. Yeah, I love what I'm doing this live here. Gotta find it. Okay, here we go. Yeah, this is from Arete book by Brian Johnson. I'm trying to read, there's little lessons in here. I'm trying to read a lesson every day, at least one, okay? But that involves, very ill-prepared this morning, that involves getting my glasses on. There we go. This one is talking about winning or learning. Three questions to ask after performance, okay? So any performance, after any performance, especially the ones where you fell short of your goals, ask yourself these three questions. What did I do well? What did I learn? How will I get better, right? Again, we win or we learn, and learning is winning. So we win or we win. I love that mindset, right? Embracing a growth mindset from Coach Pat Summitt falls right into place with this, right? If we can just become, and I struggle with this, I really do. Knowing that when I stumble and fail, and I spend so much time beating myself up, although it's getting better, I need to take this approach. What did I do well? What did I learn? How will I get better? Notice how it doesn't say anything about, hey, what, identify what you did wrong. You know, it doesn't mention any of that, right? What did you learn? It could be a time waster thing, which is for me a lot, right? And I just found it very interesting to take this approach because failure, quote unquote, is not the end, but an opportunity for learning and growth. If we always view it that way, right? If we always view it as the opportunity to learn, because we fail all the time. All human beings fail, stumble, run up against brick walls, trip over things, right? If we can reframe it, the failure, like talked previously about, hey, feedback, right? But also embracing a growth mindset. Embracing a growth mindset. I love that. The belief that your abilities create new habits, right? Failure's not an end. Growth only happens when you learn from the mistakes. We are walking around in life and we have our own private, how do I want to put this? Private teaching tool. And that's life. That's failure. And if we just take the mind approach of, hey, every time I don't do something well, why did it happen? What can I do better? Identify what you did do well, right? This is really powerful because I think, you know, not only for me reflecting in the mirror as I'm looking now, but also realizing that I can get better at this process, right? I can get better at this process of identifying things that I don't do well, but I can keep plugging and learning lessons because it's every day. It's every day. So I guess the point is the guy in the mirror I'm looking at right now, I can learn lessons from him 24/7. My past is my best mentor, right? I can learn from him 24/7. Yes, I'm reading Arte by Brian Johnson. Yes, I read The Carpenter. You know, yes, I got all these other books I want to read. Don't ever shut off or learning resources about improving. Okay. But if you just had that growth mindset, if I need to have more of a growth mindset, believing that my abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, dedication, perseverance. It's really cool. It's really powerful, and it's uplifting. If I can just keep jumping into this connection with failure quicker, instead of letting failure stop me and feeling sorry for myself and thinking I'm no good or thinking this isn't worth it and blah blah blah. This is really powerful. So I just want to toss that out to you guys to think about and connect with and find some reasons why. I think this is good for you too. I really do. So we're talking about four ways of getting past failures, right? That was part two, embrace a growth mindset. And so, I'm very intrigued to do this more. Very intrigued, right? Hope you are too, right? All right, two more parts, and they are good. They are really good. We'll get those out in the next couple of days. But again, keep smiling, keep your head up, keep working hard on those things that you want to do, and keep looking. You know, since we do fail all the time, humans do that all the time. Look at ways you can get better at learning from failure, right? Because since we all do it, and again, you don't have to publish everything you fail at and tell everybody about it. It's your battle. It's your person in the mirror you're looking at, right? As I'm looking right at me right now. And so I got a lot to do. And the more better I can become, the better off my wife is, the better off my kids are. You know, my parents, my sister and her family, you know, my wife's family, my in-laws, right? My neighbors, heck, my dog, Kirby, sitting there next to me. You know, if I become better, he gets treated better. I do better things for him. I'm happier, right? It's a spillover effect for everybody in your life, okay? I find that very intriguing and powerful as well, okay? All right, guys, keep your head up. Keep moving forward. Keep looking around. See who else you can help get up off the ground when you pick yourself up. And as you know, right, take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.